I'm Dr. Stephen Nissen. I am the Chief Academic Officer at the Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. We're here at the American College of Cardiology meeting, and I'm presenting the results of the TACTIC trial. This is a technology-assisted self-selection program for non-prescription rosuvastatin. Here's what we did. First of all, we know that less than half of patients who meet guideline eligibility to receive a statin are actually being treated. Could we close that gap with technology? And so working with the sponsor, AstraZeneca, we developed, with advice from an academic group, a web app. And the web app allows patients to enter their cholesterol, their demographics, their concomitant medications, and it calculates whether they're eligible by guidelines to receive a statin. If they're eligible, then the drug can be directly shipped to their home. Now, in this study, patients use the web app to self-select for the low dose of rosuvastatin, but they were also interviewed by a blinded clinician who determined their eligibility based upon clinical criteria. And the question was, could patients self-select in a way that was concordant, was similar to the results that a clinician would get? We enrolled 1,200 patients. They all had to be eligible based on the web app. We treated them for 6 months. They had to actually purchase the drug. So it was an actual use study like it would be in real life. And then we compared the concordance. 91% of the time, the clinician and the patient got the same answer. Now understand that 5 prior efforts in the United States to market non-prescription statins failed. And they failed because they had very poor selection of patients based upon the patients simply reading a drug label. We did it differently. So it's not over the counter, it's a way of delivering the drug in a unique way. Got a high level of concordance. The second co-primary endpoint was to measure whether they were taking the drug in a way that clinicians agreed was safe for them. Did anything change? Were they doing anything that was not appropriate? Were taking the wrong concomitant medications? We got concordance for the second assessment during 6 months of use at 98%. And then the third co-primary endpoint was whether or not we could get at least a 15% LDL reduction. The lower confidence interval of a 95% confidence interval had to be greater than a 15% reduction. We got a 35.5% reduction. We also measured adherence by pill count, and adherence was 95%. So what did we learn? We learned that using technology, using a web application, could allow us to give patients the opportunity to self-select for statins and to do so in a way that was very similar to the results obtained by an experienced clinician. We are hopeful that if this is approved, and it must be approved by the regulatory agencies, the FDA in this case in the United States, that this will now become available and that we can help to close that gap between the patients who should be treated and the number who are actually treated. So we're very excited about the result. We think it can really change medical practice in the United States, and it may be something that can be done elsewhere around the world. Let me tell you how we reached these patients. There were advertisements, print, radio. We said, are you interested in medication to lower your cholesterol? That was all. And those patients then could sign up, could take the web app. Many of them were inappropriate. You know, you're 18 years old and healthy, you know, you're going to not get there with the web app. But we got a lot of people who did. And the people who ended up in the program, average age was in the mid-60s, around 65 or so. Most of them retired, but not all. Both men and women, a good mix of the two. We did exclude women of childbearing potential unless they were taking effective birth control. But this was a good cross-section of people who would be typically eligible for statins based upon the current guidelines. And it was a really quite a representative group. We had, you know, a fair number of patients that were African American, some that were Hispanic, and we deliberately enrolled some patients who had limited literacy. We had about 4% of patients that by testing had limited literacy, because we wanted to know, did you have to be literate? Now, there are some limitations to be aware of. First of all, you had to have access to technology to do this. The web app was in English, so you had to be able to speak and understand English well in order to do this. This can be extended. We can do it in other languages. We can find other ways to reach people. But this was a program where we reached out with advertisements, found a lot of people who were eligible, and then showed that they could self-select in an accurate fashion. Really was quite striking that this program worked very well. We had a very high level of concordance between patient self-selection and the clinician's decision on assessment. Why did it work so well? Well, the web app was developed in a rigorous fashion. If you were taking a concomitant medication that you should not be taking with a statin, you didn't get selected. If your risk was too low, if your risk was too high, and you were directed to see your physician for a high intensity statin. So the reason it worked is the program was very carefully written to be restrictive to those patients for whom statins would be appropriate. And it did work exactly as we had hoped it would work. And so I hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for your attention.